Thank you very much, Chair. His Excellency Mr. Nabil Shat, representative of the State of Palestine. His Excellency Mr. Michael Mueller, Director General of the United Nations Office at Geneva and representative of the UN Secretary General. Esteemed Ambassador Sek, Chairman of the Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People. Distinguished ambassadors and delegates. Achieving the cessation of conflicts and peacekeeping requires solidarity, cooperation, and renewed and systematic international assistance from the United Nations and all its member states, which also includes, in this case, demanding the occupying power the recognition of the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of the State of Palestine. Despite the repeated discussions on this subject held in different organs and agencies of the United Nations, including the Security Council, the Human Rights Council, and other fora and UN agencies, which have registered these issues as a permanent point of attention in their respective agendas, Israel, the occupying power, has not put an end to its aggressive policies and colonizing practices, war crimes, and collective punishment committed against the Palestinian people, who are prevented from exercising their fundamental human rights, all of which constitute a threat to regional and international peace and security. My delegation once again reiterates its strong condemnation of the Israeli colonization campaign in the occupied Palestinian territories and all measures, policies, and practices associated with that campaign, which in fact violate the international law, the international humanitarian law, and the UN resolutions. The international community is calling on the United Nations to fulfill its responsibility and make every effort to take the necessary decisions to end the various forms of aggression against the Palestinian people, including actions that qualify as state terrorism, practiced by Israel in open disrespect on the provisions of numerous resolutions of the UN General Assembly. The aforementioned actions threaten the viability of a Palestinian state and the ability to find a fair and balanced solution. Mr. Chairman, it is urgent to achieve a final, just, and lasting peace for all peoples in the Middle East. And in that context, we cannot allow the Palestinian cause remains inert. Cuba recognizes the efforts made so far for initiatives aimed at resolving this situation, but at the same time reiterates that a solution to be truly viable and sustainable must include an end to the Israeli occupation, the promotion of the peaceful coexistence of two independent states based on the establishment of the sovereign state of Palestine with its capital in East Jerusalem and according to the pre-1967 borders, as well as a fair solution to the problem of Palestinian refugees. We also express our full support for the right of the State of Palestine to become a full member of the United Nations and regret that this aspiration remains hampered by Israel's allies, which, with their silence and complicity attitude, guarantee the impunity of its actions and the persistence of the status quo, which is unacceptable. The historic debt with the Palestinian people is enormous and must be paid. The international community must take concrete and immediate actions to end such prolonged injustice. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.